We are the Morning Jam.
Jacob Mast in the studio from Poplar Grove. It's ranked the 14th in Virginia golf course by Golf Digest. Welcome, Jacob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me in here.
Yeah. So you guys have a lot going on up there before we close out the year 2021. I know with the pandemic, I don't know if it affects you guys a whole lot because you've got a big wide open course and people can keep their distance.
Sure, yeah. If anything, we were busier this year. So we were excited for the opportunity to showcase a beautiful golf course to the folks here in Central Virginia. And I had a great tournament schedule this year, lots of events. We just finished up a couples golf event last week with a wine tasting and live music. It was really popular. We had 60 people out for that.
Awesome.
And we got about two more events the rest of the year to wrap the season up. So we're looking forward to that. The Invitational's next weekend, October 16th and 17th, bringing some good players in from around the state, some regional players, local players, and just trying to showcase, again, a championship golf course here to the good people in Central Virginia.
So what does it look like? Because I explained before you came on here that I'd hurt my back. I just got into golfing and hurt my back and I had to give it up. But let's just say I want to watch some of these guys play. What does that look like for someone to just come to Amherst and watch this tournament?
It's certainly open for people to come watch. They can get a spectator cart and go drive around, stay on the cart path, stay aware of the golfers, and have good etiquette. Don't bring your blowhorns and all
right.
that. But definitely. That's right. But it should be a great time. We're looking forward to hosting some good players out there. And again, it should be a great experience for those players to see a championship golf course.
So what is, as you look ahead, because you guys are planning now for next year, what kind of events do you have lined up that you can talk to us about right now for 2022?
Yeah, we always do a swing into spring to kick things off, usually in mid to late March, a Captain's Choice format, something fun. That was one of our biggest events of the year this current year. We had like almost 100 golfers for that. So mark your calendars for early March of 2022. It's going to be popular. Then couples golf again, we'll do that again in the spring. I think we did that in April last year. We had Ankita Ridge Vineyards out for that one. Great chance to get out and mingle with some folks, meet some new people that you might not know already, and experience a great facility.
I'm looking at your website right now, poplargrovegolf.com. It's a beautiful picture of this lake, and then you can see some of the sand?
Bunkers.
The bunkers,
yep.
Thank you.
There's quite a few of them out
there.
Yeah,
you can see quite a few from that shot. This layout for this course is quite amazing. What sets it apart from some, other than the view I'm looking at right now, that sets it apart from other golf courses around our region?
Sure. Well, primarily it's Sam Snead's last design. He was the champion. He's still a winningest golfer on the PGA Tour. Did a great design layout with Ed Carton, who also did some courses in the area. But it's the experience of Poplar Grove. It's the layout. It's the views, the variety of the shots that you're required to hit. Mm-hmm. The risk reward nature of the course. It's just a spectacular property with a lot of beauty to it, both natural and things that we've superimposed on the property. And it's just a really, really nice experience.
We have Christmas coming up. And, unless you have to buy some clubs or whatever, and let's just say my son has shown an interest in golf, or my daughter has shown an interest in golf. What could we do as a parent or even as a grandparent or as an uncle or a friend that has seen something in a young person? What could they do to get them started, maybe up there to get some lessons?
Sure. Well, that's what I would say is you want to get them a little starter set. You don't have to, break the bank on that. Mm-hmm. Maybe get them a driver, a wedge, a putter, and just get them out there and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not having fun, they're not going to stick with it. So
right.
Maybe get them a lesson with a PGA professional, myself, mm-hmm. my father. There's a few really good pros in the area that at various facilities, but I would encourage you to get them involved with one of those pros with a lesson or two.
Okay.
Let them learn some fundamentals. And then there's a great program here in Lynchburg we do every summer called PGA Junior League. They can look it up, pgajuniorleague.com. It's an organization put on by the PGA of America, and it's a great way to get kids in like a sort of a t-ball atmosphere where they have a team jersey and they get to play.
Aww.
That's a great thing to do in the summers, but get them started before that so they kind of want to get the bug and they want to go out there and learn the game.
You got quite a heritage in your own family. We've got about 30 seconds here. Tell us, when your dad is teaching, tell us just in 30 seconds that your dad is very active. He's been active since the 70s in golf.
Sure. He's a lifetime member of the PGA Tour. First played in 1974 with Billy Casper going way back when. And He's still been active this year. He qualified for the Dick's Sporting Goods with a 65 at age 70. So he's he's still playing really good golf, and I'm really proud of him for what he's accomplished in his career, and looking forward for what he's going to do in the going forward.
You have good golf genes.
He does.
Yes, he does. Absolutely.
Jacob Mass from the Poplar Grove golf course up there in Amherst, ranked 14th in the state of Virginia by Golf Digest. Jacob, thank you for stopping in. And tell Bobby Boudreaux we said hi.
I definitely will. Thanks, guys.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.